Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Bussey. Welcome to today's call. This will be our final COVID call. So I'll start with a Summit update. So Summit residents will continue to sign in and out of the Summit upon entering the Summit. Residents and visitors are still required to complete the Summit screening upon entering the building. So that's the iPad that asks you the questions. We don't have that manned by an employee, but we do expect that everyone will comply with checking in through the screening process. Residents can have up to 4 guests at one, either inside or outside the Summit, so they can have 4 guests visit with them. Visiting hours daily are 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. If there's some extenuating circumstances and you need to stay after 9 p.m., just let us know. Small children are welcome to visit. They just need to wear a face mask, you know, as the adults do when they're in common areas. Pets are now allowed in the Summit. Visitors are still not able to participate in residence programs at this time, but we do hope to get that going and have family members and residents and programs together soon. Vaccinated guests will need to wear a face mask in all common areas, kind of as I just said, and then guests who are unvaccinated need to wear a face mask and face shield when in common areas. The guest room, so that is going to be opening July 15th. We've had a lot of, well, several family members booking the apartment. So there will be a cost. This is new for us. It'll be a cost. It'll be $50 a night for the guest room. And the family members can book for up to 3 nights in the guest room. And the reason for the 3 nights is we want to make sure that, you know, as many family members who want to visit can have that ability to visit. And then family members visiting the Summit overnight will be able to schedule a 3-night stay in the residence apartment. Family dining will open September 1st with a reservation. And then finally, we are scheduling a date when we will be opening up the 2 entrances, one in building 1 and the entrance in building 2, so that residents and family members can come and go through those entrances. We will be getting our biometric system up and running within the next 2 weeks. So we'll be registering people, and then when the doors are ready to be open, it will be really good for residents to have easy access to their cars. That's been, you know, a difficult thing for our residents. So that will be all coming up very soon. I'm going to switch over to Wolk Manor. So Wolk Manor will continue to screen visitors who enter Wolk as per requirement for DOH. So that's the same screening that we do at the Summit. We do a temperature check, you answer some questions. So that is going to continue at Wolk Manor. We continue to have 1 point of entry at Wolk Manor. So the lodge will still enter through Wolk Manor. We'll let you know when we're ready to change that. Wolk Manor will no longer be testing visitors upon entering the building at this time. So I mean COVID testing. We won't be doing the COVID testing at this time. Visitation hours are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And if you'd like to schedule a visit outside of these hours, just contact Kathy McGann or Joni Delaporta. Activities programming is up and running. It's been actually all through COVID. Judy's done a great job, but we are operating with like a non-COVID capacity. So, you know, we might have 10 to 12 people in an activity rather than 4 or 5 people. So it's definitely good for residents to be able to socialize more that way. As far as Wolk dining goes, we're not having any guests dine with our residents in the dining room at this time, but we know that that's important, so we will notify family members when we're ready to have visitors in the dining rooms. Visitors must wear a mask regardless of vaccination status as per DOH. So if you are vaccinated, you still need to wear the mask. If you're unvaccinated, you need to wear the mask and the shield at Wilk Manor. If you need a shield, we have them at the front desk. And then I have an update for the lodge. Please join us in welcoming Veronica Dodge. She's our new activities coordinator at the lodge. Veronica is very experienced in working with seniors, and she's looking forward to meeting all of you. And just to close out, thank you to all of you for listening to these calls, for asking questions, and cooperating with our policies. We greatly appreciate it. Everybody have a good day. Thank you.